Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles become a pass-first team after the big second half on Sunday? I say no. Let's not forget what we have been for the past year, which is a run-first team. I'm good with balance, more aggression. Hugh Douglas wants to go bombs away on Sunday and throw that football. Where do you come down?
We have the Sky Marshall, Joe.
Yes. Sky Marshall Hurts. Who do you like better, Sky Marshall Hurts, Sky Marshall Hugh? They're both good. They're both good.
You mean space brain?
Seriously? That's how y'all do me?
Well, I mean,
so we are
Conspiracy Douglas.
Yeah, we do have Conspiracy Douglas. Also, we were discussing Graham Gano, the Giants kicker, getting hurt during introductions on Sunday. We got some messages that there's something similar happened to Hollis Thomas. I did find the news story. So this is in 2001. So you were here, Hugh.
Don't remember.
Towards the end of the season. The story is Hollis would miss the remainder of the year after undergoing surgery to repair a broken foot on Monday, 4 to 6 weeks. All right, so he suffered the injury in an awkward manner prior to Sunday's game against the New York Giants while running onto the field in pregame introductions. So the same thing happened to Hollis. He was running out for pregame introductions, and he stepped funny, broke his foot, and that was it for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I don't recall that.
Yeah. Maybe you were running ahead of him. You didn't notice.
Yeah,
He was falling down
and then
behind
I was like,
you.
Where you at, big fella?
Heck of a teammate. His teammate's falling on the ground. He was running out to the cheers at the vet. All right. Speaking of the tush push coming up on Sunday, Todd Bowles, he's going up against the tush push. What did he have to say about the play as we get set for Eagles Bucks on Sunday?
I mean, I'm a fan of creativity. I think if somebody crafts something and they do it well and it's within the rules, it's up to the other side of the ball to stop them, whether it's offensively or defensively. They have something that they do very well. I think Buffalo's the only other team that can do that well. If everyone else can do it, everybody would be doing it. So it's a challenge for all the defensive coaches to try to stop it, and that'll be me included.
I do believe the Bucks voted against the tush push, though. So what do we? What do
you
we
know?
Think?
What's funny? Wasn't initially he was with it. He was with it. I think Raheem Morris was against it from the gate. But
yeah,
I think
Raheem
Todd Bowles was.
And look what happened to his
it.
Team.
Yeah,
he's lost two in a row.
Yeah.
I think Todd has been outspoken as he's for the tush push, but I guess the owner of the Bucks went against Todd.
Yeah, I think
and
that's
voted,
what it was.
Yeah, they're not on the same page down there. Todd Bowles famously.
Trouble in paradise.
Do they have that big fella on their roster? Who's that big guy?
Vita
Vea? No.
The bigger guy, the 400-pound dude.
Yeah. The one they cut. They cut him.
Did they bring him back?
I thought I saw that they did last week.
Hold on a second.
I think they did bring him back for the tush push, right?
If they have Vita Vea and the 400-pound guy.
Yeah, hard. That's a lot of men.
Have we met our maker?
We might be in some trouble on the tush push on Sunday. How do you move those guys?
Well, all right, but. Here's the thing.
Is big fella in shape enough
to
play?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can be big, but like
400.
These guys are strong enough to knock a 400-pound dude off his.
No, I hear you, but he's not 400 sitting in section 327. He's in the league, right?
Like, he's a four-biller.
Well, hold on. He might as well have been sitting in 327 if they just caught him for being too out of shape.
Right, I know, but like he's made the
Man,
league to some extent. Like, he's,
Buddy used to come out to practice, boy. He looking real bad. He set us back about a couple of years ago. He was looking real bad. It just was like, dog, how you let yourself go like that? Like, seriously, how you get that big?
It would be wild to see if they activate him, if he plays on Sunday, right? And they have a 400-pound defensive tackle and Vita Vea. That would be the biggest challenge for the Tush Push yet. Like, how do we push those guys at all? So we will find out. We'll check in with you people coming up in a few minutes. First, though, Paulie up on WIP. Hey, Paulie.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good, Paulie. What's up?
What's going on? First of all, I want to say what's up to Hugh Douglas. Glad when you were playing with him. Loved you to death, bro.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Yeah, hey, listen. I'm all for – hey, listen. I was with you in the last game when they said it was when we were playing the Chiefs and we were tight. I was right there with you. I knew it was going to be a tight game. But I tell you this, Todd Bowles going to bring the heat against Jalen Hurts, so he's going to have to air it out.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing.
He always does. It's been
– as a kryptonite, a little bit of a kryptonite.
Yeah, tough matchup for the Eagles over the years.
And I got like a love hate with AJ Brown. Love him to death. I just wish he stopped crying. You don't hear any crying from Devonta Smith. But if AJ Brown is hot, keep feeding him. Keep feeding him. I'd say go ahead and dump that ball to AJ Brown and get it. I say this game, I believe he should get a quick start.
Well, he's too good of a player not to feed him, Paulie. And we appreciate the phone call. Yeah. I feel like people, after the game, they're like, all right, now I get it, AJ. You wanted the ball. We get it now. We need to give you the football. But, I mean, do you think AJ Brown's going to stop being vocal about this? I don't. In fact, I think he's going to be more vocal now because we just saw when they get him the football what happened to the offense. They exploded. So this may pacify it for a week or so where he's obviously he's got nothing to complain about. He's happy. He played great. They won the football game. I had over 100 yards. But, Hugh, I'd imagine AJ Brown's not going to stop being vocal but get me the ball.
No. And I just want to say something because Hollis just chimed in.
Did it happen the way it was reported?
It didn't happen the way it was reported.
Okay.
He played for 7 weeks with a stress fracture.
Oh, so he was injured and running out maybe re-aggravated it?
I guess so. He's telling me the story.
Okay.
He said it had been broken and it shattered that day.
Okay, so it was hurt anyway.
Yeah, it was broken and he had been playing.
He didn't go from 100% to hurt in warm-ups.
Yeah,
I guess.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. That makes
sense. Because I was like, I don't remember that. I don't remember
makes getting
sense that
he wanted to clear the air with that, too.
Yeah.
He's like, Hollis has a much better memory than me.
Well, it was his foot that broke.
Yeah, it was his foot that broke.
Yeah. I mean, I think you might remember
but
that.
But I was like, damn, I don't remember. Because Hollis used to have to, you know, because I would be off, you know, like how doing the meetings. I would be somewhere else.
Yeah.
And Hollis would, I would have to ask him what we just called.
What did you go off on a tangent about this morning? We have a student here.
Oh, some lady was
us.
Making M&M's on her flat top?
She put M&M's on a flat top. Elaine. Her name is Elaine.
Like, a Blackstone.
She was on the Blackstone,
yeah, so we
and
have
she put
a,
some M&M's on the Blackstone.
We have a student shadowing us, a high school student who wants to be in this business one day. And she's in the meeting with us. And for the most part, we're buttoned up today, right? Everyone's talking about the show and the topics. And then he was just like, and this lady put M&M's. On the Blackstone.
And then she kind of looked at me like I was crazy. And Joe was like, hey, this happens every day.
Yeah, this is normal. Not to see here. Just don't worry about it. Jimmy's in Philadelphia. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, fellas, how we doing today?
Good, Jimmy. What's up?
I got a hot take for you, and hear me out real quick.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Mike McDaniels as the offensive coordinator. In 2023, he had the number one ranked offense. And we could maybe, with this roster, do what we did to Kellen Moore for his career. What are your thoughts?
So resurrection. He's still got a job, though,
yeah,
right?
So you mean like next year?
Well, he's not going to have a job for
I don't think he's making it. I don't think he's staying the whole year.
Oh, so we want to do this in season. So like whenever he gets canned down in Miami, which could be like next week, bring him aboard.
They already did strip Petula of play calling, according to Hugh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We could totally revive his career.
Jimmy, I don't object to the idea of getting McDaniel in here when he gets fired. And Jimmy, good phone call. Now, it could happen sooner than later. Next Monday night, get ready, everyone. The 0-3 Jets against the 0-3 Dolphins on Monday Night Football.
I'm taking the Jets.
Yeah, that's one I take. I think I take a nap and just move off that one.
How did Jets get a Monday night game, though?
I don't know.
Like, all jokes aside, how did, like, I was a Jet. I'll say that first. But what have you done to get a Monday night game?
Well, I guess the New York market with the TV audience.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean,
if Jets and Dolphins were playing in my backyard next week, I'm not looking out the lines.
Did the Jets even claim the New York market?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess they have fans, right? Well, you tell us.
It didn't feel like we were part of New York when I was in New York. It did.
You guys won one game.
We were in Long Island. We were in Long Island, number one, and we played in New Jersey.
You know the last time they made the playoffs was 2010? You realize how bad in the NFL you have to be to miss the playoffs 15 straight years? Like, so they let seven teams in each conference each year. It is parity. You think by accident they'd run into like a 10-win season?
I think they got the right coach now.
I like Aaron Glenn.
I like Aaron, and I hope
see that
he,
dance,
he
but
has
the
enough,
dance down the sideline.
Yeah, that was He was strutting.
He was.
Yeah, so I hope that they get a chance to turn around. But it's just crazy to me that they got a Monday night game.
What do you think of the caller's point though? If McDaniel gets fired, I mean, you already fired Petullo, so would you bring in McDaniel?
I didn't fire him. I told you that this was a learning experience. I recklessly speculated.
Douglas fired Kevin Petullo.
I recklessly speculated, but I never once signed off on firing him. This is just, you know, hey, we step back. You got to take a few steps back and take a few more steps forward.
Who's doing everything but firing, though?
Yeah,
firing.
I know. It's soft firing.
No, I didn't.
Who would you rather call the plays the rest of the season? McDaniel once he gets canned in Miami, Petullo, or Hurts?
Why are you doing that, Joe?
I'm going off the caller's question.
I don't know if Capri Pants McDaniels could make it here. In Philly.
Well, as a coordinator.
Well, he's not. Yeah, we're not asking to be head coach. Right.
Well, yeah, I don't think he could survive here in Philadelphia. Mm.
If he has a good offense like he had in Miami and in San Francisco, then.
You know, the cold weather, I don't think he built for that. I don't really think he's built
Capri
for that.
Pants, McDaniel.
Yeah, McDaniel.
Is he going to be too cold to read plays off a sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just strikes me as a little soft.
Well, if he gets cold, Jalen Hurts will take another quick
one. I'm still rolling with Kevin Petullo. I'm not trying to fire Kevin
You
Petullo.
Destroyed his credibility
I did
for
not
the last
destroy
2 days.
His this is his first year calling plays.
And his last, according to you, yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me give you an analogy.
Shouldn't he get more grace than 2.5 games?
Because, see, this is what's going to happen when your kids learn how to drive, Joe. Mm-hmm. They're going to terrify you the first couple times.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But you got to let them get back behind the wheel, man.
But you took the wheel from a mid-drive.
No, I didn't. I just told him, I said, we're going to take a couple days off from driving, and we'll get back to it this Sunday.
Yeah, but doing that in the third quarter is like
telling the kid to pull over in the middle of the highway and you're taking the wheel.
Well, yeah, that has happened. Or in the parking lot. We ain't getting on the highway. We ain't getting on the highway.
Okay.
What you doing? Give me them plays. Sit your ass down.
Awesome.
It's my favorite theory of the season. It's
good.
Completely ridiculous. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Day one of leadoff caller auditions during Chris's suspension.
It's a week-long suspension,
yep.
By the way.
and look, I mean, I personally thought that Aaron got right to the point.
Yeah, he did.
And as opposed to usual with all the nonsense.
It was pretty good. My only gripe was, at the end, he seemed to ask for multiple questions. This, yeah. You know, this isn't a Q&A session.
He did,
session.
But no, I'll tell you what,
we got one, and then we moved off it.
He did a good job, and the one thing that I've always told, you never give the backup an opportunity to show what they can do.
Uh-oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, do we have a first caller controversy?
You people declared it a net zero. Demoting Chris for voting Aaron. Just to get that out there.
Okay.
Shots everywhere today. Kyle always sounds like he's eating a bowl of cereal. I'm not sure what the hell that means.
I don't either.
Smacking on your
How
lips.
Can you sound like you're eating
a bowl
of cereal?
Well, what kind of cereal? But there's different
kinds
of cereal.
Do I smack my lips often?
A little bit.
Really?
A little bit. You made your point to smack your lips a little bit. Yeah.
Great teammate behavior by Hugh. Do I do that? Yeah, actually, once in a while. Yeah.
Well, no, what am I supposed to say? Hey, Kyle, quit smacking your lips. That sounds weird.
No, but you could have done it off the air. I mean, you just aired him out right on the air.
I didn't.
Well,
you did.
I didn't air him out.
Well, first of all, I don't give a crap. I was curious. No, I was just curious what the hell it meant. eating a bowl of cereal. It's the lip smacking. Okay.
Yeah, it's probably done.
Yep. All right.
It's great radio
yeah.
right here.
Yeah, that's riveting.
Yeah. We've cue up the Marconi.
Now I actually have to find it.
Now you're about to take
a mukbang you.
Well, this was during a call.
The passing, would you agree with this? I'm agreeing with you.
No.
The passing game.
What are you doing over there?
I was sucking my teeth.
Why?
I'm sucking my teeth.
Why?
Because I had something stuck in my tooth. I got to go to the dentist next week.
Is that lip smacking or is that teeth?
No, that was teeth sucking.
Okay. All right,
I gotta go to the dentist. Just yeah. recover.
It's been a while since you went to the dentist.
I know one of my chiclets came out. That's why.
Oh, not again!
My chiclets came out.
It's been three games, Joe. Shut it.
Well, we got 14 to go. We got a long road, and then we're going to the playoffs, Santa Clara. Yep. Like 20 games to go, or whatever.
I've never heard two bigger morons in my life than Joe and Kyle.
You know what?
Well, I dodged the bullet on that one.
Yeah.
You wait, though.
They're coming for you later. Yep. Why does Kyle look like a cop in a low-budget Tubi movie?
I can see that a little bit. I can see that a little bit.
Kyle looks like an unarmed security guard at a dollar store.
Damn.
Do they have security guards at dollar stores?
That feels
like a waste of money. If we're
they
being
did,
honest. Yeah.
It would be me, and I would be unarmed.
Okay.
So, Joe Giglio refuses to criticize the Sixers.
What
is that? Where did that come from?
You know, I've been so I haven't thought of the Sixers. I know they're starting up training camp soon, and there's been the Embiid stuff out there, but I haven't really thought about the Sixers since draft night. It's been so refreshing. Mm-hmm. This is great.
And you refuse to criticize them. Too.
Did you see Joel Embiid and lost all that weight?
See, now I'm going to criticize.
Typical you. Never criticizing
you getting,
the Sixers.
Are you getting radicalized again this time by the Sixers stuff?
No, I just...
Please don't buy in. Wait a minute. As a friend.
Did you just hear what somebody just said?
What?
What did they say? I don't criticize the Sixers.
No, Joe doesn't criticize the Sixers.
Oh, I was about to say, I criticize them every chance I get.
Well, you were the one throwing cold water on draft. Now, we were all excited about VJ Edge coming. Right. You came in like, they still suck.
Joe was the Sixers apologist.
I was that day.
Yeah.
Please don't get fooled by the Embiid stuff.
Joe, he slimmed down. He looks brand new.
How many games is he going to play?
How many played last year? Like 20? Not even.
Yeah, so what do you got for this year?
30.
30. Now, I'm supposed to get excited for 30 games.
Mm. Okay. They're going to be 30 riveting games.
No, I'm sure they will. Okay. Can't wait.
Haven't listened much today, but I'm Team Hugh.
Okay. That tells you everything you need to know.
That tells
you everything.
Live your truth.
Just make stuff up and roll with it.
We make stuff up. Why? We make stuff up every day.
You put up a poll. No. Former Eagle versus guy I don't like.
Who's going to win?
The biggest layup ever. Letting people cook is what got Hugh in trouble on the air in Atlanta.
I didn't get in trouble in Atlanta.
Yes, no, because it's still like you go up there and you're vulnerable. Like you immediately learn musical taste. Hugh Douglas.
What?
Hugh damn Douglas.
What?
Hugh Douglas. What the hell, man?
Is that bacon?
Yeah, it is bacon. It is bacon, Hugh.
But you can hear that? Wait, but let me just.
Hugh Douglas, it's a microphone!
Wait, but just let me turn this last piece of bacon, man. Let me turn this bacon and then we can.
No, go ahead, Hugh. We'll wait for you.
We can just wait. We can just
wait for you here. It's okay.
Okay, it's turned. Okay, I'm back.
You know, the more I hear that, there's something so disrespectful. Let me just turn this last piece of bacon.
Oh, they got mad.
Of course they did. If you had dropped the act right away and just turned it off, I think they would have moved off it. But when you're like, hold on, just one more piece I got to turn.
Listen, first of all, we were in the height of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I'd be damned if I'd have let that bacon burn. Because where was I going to get some more bacon?
Yeah,
it was like a ghost town.
Yeah. Yep.
So
that's a good point.
I wasn't about to let that bacon burn.
Yeah.
I needed that. I needed that bacon.
That last piece, who knows when the next one's coming?
I don't know. Because, dude, that was a time where people, like when you go in the store, toilet paper was gone. It was no toilet. So you had to take the paper towels and cut them in half. Mm-hmm. Make toilet paper. Like it was a rough time,
It really was a bare bones.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy.
I can't believe we did that.
A few more here. Why won't Hugh Douglas mention that Fred Johnson is better than Lane Johnson? Why won't you mention
it? Why not, Hugh?
Why won't I mention it? Because it's not true.
now we've come to grips with things that aren't true.
I don't believe that to be the case.
But hold on. That person's living his truth.
Okay, he can live his truth.
No, he can't.
But he's telling me to say that. I don't believe that.
He wants you to live his truth with him.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
That was a big clutch spot by Fred Johnson.
It was.
Yep.
Hugh Douglas, tomorrow, the earth is flat and we are living in a simulation.
I mean, as far as we know, they ain't say what time the rapture comes.
Well, he didn't even say what day.
He ain't say. They said today.
That guy's a con artist, whoever said that.
They said today.
No, Marple Mag already cleared that up for us.
He did. Yep.
Hugh might not be able to speak, but he is right sometimes.
How does that go together?
They see the vision, even if you can't tell us.
Speaking of your vision, somebody get Hugh a monocle for his third eye.
The third eye. Yeah, I'm going to put it right there.
I've got it all figured out. Hugh's creating the slap narrative so that people move away from the convo of him and T.O.
It's not bad. It's like the new version of that. Yeah.
That's a pretty good conspiracy.
20 years from now, Petullo's going to have to answer. Did they slap you across the face? It will never go away.
And he'll be on WIP.
Down with jail. Around the world.
It is amazing the legs that this story got. Yeah. The Pro Football Talk wrote a story today about how Nick Sirianni confirms Kevin Petullo was calling the plays in the second half. Why did he have to confirm it?
You think that's my fault?
Oh, for
1,000%.
Sure.
That is not my fault.
You don't realize that story took off yesterday.
You thought your defense's luxury take got famous.
This one's bigger.
Wait a minute. Seriously, so y'all think that I was the reason why?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't believe it. It's because it felt like it might be true.
In denial.
I got one more quick one here because people wanted to re-listen to this moment here. And the listening audience didn't get to hear it. But Frankie was very excited about his brownies today.
I got a special dessert for you. I made some really good brownies.
Brownies? Ooh.
Yes, really good f-ing brownies.
Oh, no, yeah, we got dumped that, Frankie. Yeah, Frankie. I think Frankie was talking about them special brownies.
Yeah, Frankie got all cranked up with us there, unfortunately, to end the show. All right, Frankie, we appreciate that call. We got to watch our language. Just to end it, before we hand it over to the afternoon show, who do you believe when it comes to who was calling plays in the second half Sunday? And the winner is?
Hugh Douglas.
Hugh Douglas, 51%.
To
Nick Sirianni, 49%.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Ridiculous.
I love each and every one of you.
That's enough.
You are my people.
Cut his mic. No more. We'll talk tomorrow. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.